Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's right, paradise.
Oh.
Oh, boy. That came blaring in. How about a trip to paradise, guys? A trip to the Sandals Resort of your choice. A four-day, three-night trip for two to end. Scared the hell out of me. I thought we were going to a Guns N' Roses concert.
I would have gone to a reggae song or something, but all right. I do love Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, sure. Paradise City. Let's go there. You can pick where you want your Sandals Resort to be. They've got 15 of them. If you win one of these trips, you get to choose where you go to. 4 days, three nights to any of the 15 Sandals resorts. Code word coming your way in just a couple of minutes at 9:05. Then again at 12:05 and 3:05. Enter the code word at RadioAlice.com and qualify to win a trip to Sandals. The more code words you enter, the more chances you have to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Check out the app to find our full show as well as holiday music stations like Pop Classic Christmas or Christmas with Kelly Clarkson.
Mm.
They launch on November 19th. Today!
That's today!
The Odyssey app will not disappoint. Go get it today. It's available in your Google Play Store or your App Store or wherever, whatever kind of phone you got. The Odyssey app. It's incredible.
Yeah, but truly. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. I can't hear that. Crank that up. There you go. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thanks, Finn.
Happy birthday, Sarah. She turns 55 today, everyone. Send your wishes along.
Oh, my God.
Our text 55. Number is 800-400-3697. I'll read some of those back this break. Real fast, the Elizabeth. We had Scott Budman on just prior to the big Elizabeth Holmes trial continuing yesterday.
Yeah.
And by the way, Scott, thank you. As always, you were excellent. So some stuff went down in yesterday's trial, and I think he had said that there's going to be more testimony today. We'll have Scott on again next when we get back, the first week we're back, because we're getting there now. Like, the defense is about to get their turn, and I'm really interested to see where this is headed. So for now, I'll leave it at Scott did great yesterday. There was some testimony of a doctor on the stand yesterday who testified his patient was positive for prostate cancer twice, thanks to Theranos.
Oh.
Only to find out that wasn't the case at all. Not at all. No. One of the things I just read, which I didn't
real,
I knew there was a problem with the whole point of this Theranos blood testing system was that it only needed a drop.
Right. You didn't have to do a big blood draw and wait a week.
Right. And if you do testing like this, especially if you do it regularly, you know it's a thing, man. You got to go to a lab and you got to get a lot of blood drawn. A lot. And if it's regular, then you're getting a lot of blood drawn regularly. And this was supposed to be the cure for that. And the way to test for all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Quickly. One of the stories I've been hearing is that as they got these not working devices into Walgreens, people there were finding out that they had to do full tests anyway. So it must have been weird to get in and be like, I'm just looking forward to my finger prick. And they're right. like, it turns out we're going to have to do a full blood draw. And then you're like, what? How weird is that? That was happening at the site in the moment when you're supposed to be getting a one little finger prick.
Right.
And instead you're getting a full blood draw. Anyway, I'm interested to see where this goes, so we'll keep you up. But right now, the latest...
I actually want them to try to still get this technology to work. I mean, it would be great.
It would be incredible. Absolutely.
Right. Keep working on it, whoever's working on that kind of thing.
Well, I think she blew through the money, and no one's going to give her another penny again. Hmm. Right?
Maybe somebody else can work on it.
Maybe. That would be nice. There were real people...
Who really wanted this.
Who were working on it. So, anyway. I promised you the Gorilla Girl. She's back. You remember the Gorilla Girl. Her name was Tessica Brown. She's someone who made national, probably more like international news when she said that she ran out of hairspray and used something called Gorilla Glue Spray instead. I have a couple different Gorilla Glue products in my garage as we speak. They make a great duct tape. They also, I think we've got a wood glue that we use by Gorilla. So they make a bunch of different products. But this one in particular was a spray on, just like hairspray would spray on. And she put it in her hair. And then she made the news because she couldn't get it out of her hair.
And it wasn't, it was like on her scalp too. Her hair was glued to her scalp and...
Her hair got cemented in place to the point ER doctors couldn't even help her. A month later, she was flown to LA where a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills used special chemicals. And after 4 hours, they were able to get this glue out of this lady's hair. But the story was everywhere at the time.
Did she lose all her hair?
I think the whole point of this particular doctor was that she didn't lose her hair. No.
That he would be able to save her head
of hair. The chemicals were able to get the glue out. So that's the story there. I guess now she's talked about suing the makers of Gorilla Glue, which will never work because
you don't spray it in your hair.
Sprayed Gorilla Glue in your hair. Where did you think that was going?
Right.
Anyway, she's also come out with her own.
It acted as promised.
Yeah. Exactly right. They probably would say, yeah, we do a really good job at gluing stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's glue. It's right there in the name.
Right. Anyway, she came out with her own hair care line somewhere after all that had happened. And now apparently she has a rap song that she's introduced to the world. It don't move. It don't move my hair. Oh, this is it. Oh, you found it.
Come on. Do you want to hear her verse?
Yes.
It's so great. Here it is. Almost went in a panic. When I ran out, I got ahead of problem. I had to use Gorilla Glue just to solve it. Over from silky to solid. Try to wash it with everything I could think of, but nothing was making progress. I was sobbing with the dude.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
It does sound like she's reading that, though, doesn't it? Wow. They say here she reached out to Nicki Minaj to see if she'd do a, you know, spit a few lines on her song, and they never heard back.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's too bad, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like Nicki missed her chance.
Well, that is terrible.
So there's what the Gorilla Glue Girl is up to. She's now...
What fun!
...in music, everyone.
Let's make... Who doesn't want to be in music, Vinny? The rock star life. That's what we're all looking for.
I can't believe you found it. Good job,
It don't move, it don't
Thank
move.
Thank you, Bryn.
My hair, it don't move, it don't move.
So this is something we probably all could have thought of ourselves. I haven't or didn't, and I'll try this. This is a mom hack, everybody.
All right, I'm ready.
And they're calling it a brilliant hack for when kids want something at the store.
Okay.
We've all been there. I just recently told you I was at an evening Costco run, and the toys were out for Christmas, and lost the kids over there, and they were like, I want this and this and this. Ay. It's the way. It's what happens. So this is a TikTok parent. It's shared on TikTok because, you know, everybody's there now. Kill
it. Okay.
Except me. I'm not going. I refuse.
You should do it.
I don't want to.
It's fun. You'd like it.
You don't go there, you liar. When's the last time you opened your TikTok app?
I never opened my TikTok app, but I've looked at 2 TikToks so far today.
Oh, really? Mm.
I just click them and they go on my computer.
All right. This TikTok parent shared a hack. She says this is the way to deal with your kids when they have a melt or before they even have the meltdown in the store. The parent says that what you do when your kid latches onto a toy and says, I want this, is you pull out your phone and you say, okay, put it back and let me take a picture of this and add it to your list.
Oh.
So that we've got it ready for when your birthday or Christmas comes up. Apparently, in the video, she says, it works perfectly. Like, your kid suddenly puts the item back so it can be photographed. Now you've removed the...
Now it's out of their hands.
It's out of their hands, right. Put it back so I can take a picture. Without hesitation or complaint, the kid does so because they're...
They want the thing.
They want the thing and thinking that this is how they're going to get it. And then mom pulls out the picture, pulls out the camera, snaps a picture. Instead of getting upset, the kid realizes, all right, it's on my list.
It's all set. I'm going to get this toy.
Right.
And then, of course, they forget about it the minute they walk out
of the
store.
And then the mom says, if you really do want to get these things, you can make a folder for the toys that you've taken pictures of, and now you've got a spot to go Christmas shopping with.
Well, that's fantastic.
There's your suggestion, everybody.
I like it. I want to hear how it works, Vinny. And when you guys are in Oahu, you go and see if this works.
I don't know if I'm I don't know.
But
anything's better than a spanking or a screaming match or whatever ends up coming from that,
the usual behavior.
Right. I you know, this is what this is almost bad advice, but not. I just thought I'd read this because I want to keep it light. There is real news in the world, and I'm just trying to avoid it all.
I hear you.
TikTok recently went viral showing an Indonesian bride embracing her ex-boyfriend at her wedding.
Uh-oh.
And the groom is obviously bummed about it.
Oh, boy.
So they say it's very awkward. The Indonesian man is filmed not knowing what to do as his wife's ex-boyfriend comes up during their wedding and they share a long hug.
How long is it?
It was not made clear when and where the ceremony took place. They don't say the time of the hug. The video has been viewed more than 3.2 million times, so it's got a lot of views. After the awkward hug, the ex-boyfriend approaches the groom and gives him a hug too, which
is
doesn't
even more
make it
awkward.
Better. Yeah, that makes it worse. And then the groom appears to be uncomfortable as he's playing with his wedding ring as the man walks off. You know, this
I
is
just
something
married that.
We've recently discussed. You've got to keep veto as an option in anything you do with your partner. There has to be a veto rule.
In other words, I veto him being invited to our wedding.
What is that guy doing at your wedding? I wouldn't have allowed that, would you?
You know, maybe it was some place that he had access to.
You didn't let Doreen come to the wedding, did you?
I didn't invite her, but Whitey was there. Yeah.
Well, actually, a bunch of your ex-boyfriends were there.
That's true. Everyone I know is an ex-boyfriend.
In fact, you're right. So that's not fair for John didn't have a shot at.
All right, so here they are.
Oh, this is them.
She stands up. He's hugging her.
It is long, isn't it?
Like fully.
Still hugging.
She does not have her arms around him, though. It's weird.
He's looking the other way so hard. Trying so hard to look the other way.
She has like a weird headpiece on where she looks like an owl.
I don't know about the traditions wherever they're from, Indonesia, but I do know, I would say, your ex-boyfriend can't come to the wedding. Sorry. I'm sure he's a nice man, and I'm sure you have great taste, and whatever got you to me is all the stuff that you need to say to make that sound okay, but I'd still end on, he can't come.
Yeah, the groom looks so uncomfortable.
Well, wouldn't you be? Doreen is fully body hugging John right there while you're standing there.
I'd be like, meh-her.
Really?
Take your last long hug. I just locked that down. Bye-bye.
It is You sometimes.
Oh God, he's like nuzzling the groom's neck. That's a weirder hug than the one with the girl.
They're all weird. You don't want your exes.
I tell you that the wedding outfit is really weird too. She really does look like a weird, what are those things called in Star Wars? The forest creatures, Miwoks or something. Ewoks.
Oh, she looks like an Ewok. Too far for me now.
She's like an Ewok in a weird light blue wedding outfit.
I'm sure where she's from, that is considered.
I'm sure it is, right. I don't mean to.
Height of fashion.
Right, absolutely.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys said. Happy birthday, Sarah. Enjoy your lobster, OFOC.
Oh, thank you.
Sarah?
Thank you.
Happy birthday to our sci-fi queen. I'm in the middle of reading Project Hail Mary on your recommendation and loving it. So thankful for you and the whole Alice crew. Enjoy your time off. You will be missed.
Oh, that's a good book. I like that.
Hate the artist, not the art means my money still goes to J.K. or Woody Allen or R. Kelly or whomever. That's the conflict for me.
Well, that is certainly something you have to get okay within your own head. My problem is I already gave all my money to those people, and I'm just continuing to enjoy the art that I purchased before I knew that they were the devil.
Well, you got to do, look, the bottom line is you got to do what, if you can't enjoy Harry Potter anymore because of what she said, then don't.
That's it, right?
Then it's really easy. Then you don't. Then you walk. We just saw Sting in Vegas October 30th. He played that song. Amazing.
Well, he's got a Las Vegas residency coming up in June. And I just heard the timer. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do something else.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.